From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo plans to gather potential IKN investors after Idul Fitri. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo plans scholarship program for athletes. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where President Joko Widodo is planning to gather investors who have expressed an interest in investing in the new capital IKN Nusantara in East Kalimantan after Idul Fitri 1444 Hijri. He has ordered that a detailed map of IKN Nusantara be prepared to provide proper understanding to investors interested in building housing and other supporting facilities there. This was conveyed by Minister of Public Works and Public Housing PUPR Basuki Hadimulyono at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Hadimulyono also said that President Joko Widodo wanted to gather potential investors for IKN Nusantara. While the map will be used to show which location is potential for hotels, schools, hospitals, or even a golf course. Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo has said that he will set up a tailor-made scholarship program for Indonesian athletes, which will be supported by the Finance Ministry's Indonesia's Endowment Fund for Education, LPDP. Since such a program already exists in LPDP, the new scholarship specification focused on athletes would be conceived to enhance the scheme. The government will propose new specification for LPDP focus on sports. This is to advance human resources in the national sports ecosystem. This was pointed out by Minister Aryo Tejo during a visit to aquatic stadiums at Bung Karno Sports Complex on Wednesday. However, he did not divulge further details regarding the program's mechanism since further discussions are required before the scheme can be finalized. Indonesia's digital economy is projected to continue to grow due to the high internet penetration rate of around 78% and the country's large population. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto in his statement virtually at the launch of East Ventures Digital Competitiveness Index, EVDCI 2023, Digital Justice for All Indonesian People report in Jakarta, escorted by Antara. He also said that in 2022, 40% of the world's total digital transactions were made from Indonesia, namely $77 billion. With the majority of the population entering the productive age, Indonesia's digital economy will continue to grow. To push Indonesia to become a developed country, Minister of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs, Teten Masduki, is striving to ensure that the nation adds 1 million new entrepreneurs by 2024. Currently, the government wants to create youngsters who are highly educated and enter the world of business. This was pointed out by Minister Teten Masduki at the kicked-off event for the Entrepreneur Hub Jakarta program on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. He also remarked that efforts to create 1 million new entrepreneurs and increase the entrepreneurship's ratio to 3.95% by 2024 have been initiated through the Entrepreneur Hub Jakarta program, which has been launched by the Ministry in cooperation with the Industry, Trade, Cooperative and SMEs Office of Jakarta and several other parties. Let's move on to the international news, where Emmanuel Macron and Ursula von der Leyen met Xi Jinping. They will be sending a message of unity, even as China seeks to exploit potential cracks in Europe's alliances. As quoted by BBC.com, the French president and the head of the European Commission flew into Beijing on Wednesday and will be welcomed by the Chinese president on Thursday. Their joint trip is the latest in a noticeable push from European leaders to engage with China, which has seen German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez paying visits in recent months. Like them, Macron and von der Leyen will be pressing Xi Jinping on taking further steps to help the Ukraine war, while also finessing the increasingly fraught trade relationship between the European Union and China, its biggest trading partner. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud met with his Iranian counterpart Hussein Amir Abdollahian in China for the first formal meeting of their most senior diplomats in more than 7 years. As reported by ArabNews.com, short videos posted on Al Ikhbariya's Twitter showed the two diplomats standing side by side before greeting each other and shaking hands before sitting down. Saudi Arabia and Iran, early last month, agreed to re-establish diplomatic relations and reopen their embassies following years of uneasy tensions between the two countries in talks brokered by China. Landmines and unexploded ordnance left over from the war are still endangering people's lives and Vietnam's sustainable development. Vietnam has implemented various measures to resolve the problems of lands and mines through international cooperation in sharing data and technology. As reported by VOVworld.vn, about one-fifth of Vietnam's land, 5.6 million hectares, remains contaminated with unexploded ordnance. It is estimated that between 600,000 and 800,000 tons of bombs and mines left over from the wars are still hidden underground. Listen, and now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Taiwan is collaborating with Siat Sulawesi to develop an agricultural UAVs application. The Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, in collaboration with Hotel Imperial Tokyo, held the Indonesia Fair 2023 in promoting Indonesia's Spice Up the World at the Parkside Dinner Hotel Imperial Tokyo, Japan. The embassy invited a chef from Indonesia, namely Chef Aziz Amri. According to the official broadcast on Monday, Chef Aziz collaborated with chef from Japan in creating Indonesian dishes. Chef Aziz ensured that these menus can be served with an authentic taste. Therefore, the guests from Japan can experience authentic Indonesian culinary delights. Chef Aziz Amri pointed out that he is very proud to be able to introduce authentic Indonesian food to Tokyo residents. In this activity, he tries to present authentic Indonesian dishes, but the taste can be accepted by Japanese citizens. The hope is that those who attend can enjoy Indonesian food, even getting to know the country of Indonesia. He also believes that food is an important element in introducing the nation's culture. As in Indonesia, there are currently many Japanese restaurants. Of course, it is possible that in the future, Indonesian food will also be popular in Japan. Thus, it is expected to increase partnership of two countries, even increasing tourist visits. For typical Indonesian menus, namely fried rice, chicken tongseng, yellow kuah fish, and wingko tribe, will be present at Hotel Imperial in Tokyo. The Indonesian menu will become a permanent menu at the Parkside Dinner Restaurant, Hotel Imperial Tokyo, Japan, from April 1st to 30th, 2023. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuko Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history, 6 April, with the event about Indonesian Fisherman's Day. Indonesian Fisherman's Day has been commemorated every 6 April since its establishment in 1961. This is to appreciate the services of fishermen in Indonesia. Fishermen have a very important role in providing fish and marine products, which are animal protein and good for the body. In addition, fishermen also play a major role as earners of foreign exchange from the fisheries and maritime sector. We move to the next event about International Sport Day for Development and Peace. 6 April was declared as the International Day of Sport for Development and Peace at the United Nations General Assembly in 2013. The date refers to the start date of the first modern Olympics in 1896. April 6 is dedicated to appreciate the hard work done every day by sport organizations, athletes, coaches, and non-governmental organizations that play a fundamental role by spreading the values of sport education for all ages around the world. We end with the event in 1994, assassination of the presidents of Rwanda and Burundi. The presidents of Rwanda, Juvenal Habyarimana, and Burundi, Crispin Natrayimira, died when the plane they were traveling in was shot down and crashed in the Rwandan capital, Kigali, on 6 April 1994. Both presidents were among the 10 people aboard the ill-fated plane. They were on the way home after attending a meeting of East and Central African leaders that took place in Tanzania to discuss efforts to end ethnic violence in Rwanda and Burundi. This event sparked a massive ethnic massacre or genocide by the Hutu ethnic group against the Tutsi ethnic group. There were many casualties as a result of the ethnic conflict, making the United Nations Security Council intervene to overcome the conflict. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
atas awan. Petani cinta membawa kisah kita.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Director General of Climate Change Control at the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Laksmi Dwanti, invited provincials and regencies or cities' government to cooperate and collaborate in implementing climate action at the lowest level units. During the regional technical working meeting on climate change control for the Java, Bali and Nusa Tenggara regions in Surabaya, East Java on Monday, Laksmi said that collaboration is needed considering that the climate change target covers many sectors in ministries or agencies and across regional apparatus organizations in provinces and regency or city. She also remarked that the role of all sectors in local government is very important in achieving climate resilience and cannot be left to just one party. Laksmi further said that local government have an important role in efforts to achieve the National Determined Contribution NDC target through implementing climate change adaptations and mitigation. The method is to develop action plans, carry out actions and monitor evaluation as part of reducing greenhouse gas emission as mandated in Presidential Decree No. 98/2021. Quoted from Antara at the previous National Technical Working Meeting, Minister of the Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar also encouraged the use of environmental funds, which reach more than 15 trillion rupiah at the Environmental Management Agency. The environmental fund can answer local government challenge regarding the small amount of environmental funds allocated in the regional budget. The Regional Technical Working Meeting on Climate Change Control for the Java, Bali and Nusa Tenggara regions was held in Surabaya from April 3rd to 4th, 2023. The meeting aims to disseminate and discuss the roles, commitments and contribution of the regional governments in implementing NDCs and implementing carbon economic values and EK. The meeting is also a forum for sharing lessons, progress updates on achieving Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptations Act. The meeting was held online and offline, involving nearly 300 invitees from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, as well as provincial regencies, city offices in charge of forestry, environment and regional development planning agency BAPEDA of Java, Bali and Nusa Tenggara.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
alone with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Oh, life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Ternate people in Maluku usually break their fast with nasi jaha. This menu is made from glutinous rice mixed with coconut milk, then grilled in bamboo. This typical food can be found in other areas with different names. In West Sumatra, it is known as lemang, being called inuyu in Makassar. In Ternate, nasi jaha is a favorite iftar menu in the family because it is delicious when eaten with grilled or fried fish. You Usually, the people of Ternate consume nasi jaha with additional dishes and hot tea drinks. This food is classified as heavy food and is recommended as a second food after consuming sweet takjil when breaking the fast. Nasi jaha is the choice because apart from its delicious and tasty taste, it is also very popular with children when breaking their fast. It's not difficult to find nasi jaha during this Ramadan month in Ternate. In almost every corner of the city of Ternate, you can find nasi jaha traders. Nasi jaha is usually sold per small piece or per segment of bamboo. It is sold per piece. The small size is sold for about 2,000 rupiah, while for one bamboo segment, it is sold for 50,000 rupiah. On an ordinary day, nasi jaha can be found in Ternate's traditional market.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon warna-warni, pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 2023. Listeners, Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 1444 Hijriah was officially opened at the West Nusa Tenggara Islamic Center Complex on Saturday, April 1st. Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 2023 performance is held in addition to being a form of joy in welcoming the coming of the holy month of Ramadan with positive activities. It is also hope to be able to drive the community's economy. Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 2023 presents 60 MSME booths and art events from students in Mataram City. Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 2023 will be held until April 15th. Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 1444 Hijriah is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. local time. At this event, a variety of culinary delights are available, which will spoil visitors' tongues. They can buy and enjoy it directly here when the time to break the fast arrives. This event is also enlivened by various competitions such as the Tadarus Contest, Eco Takbir Competition 2023, and exhibition like the Muslim Fashion Industry, Islamic Art and Culture Attractions, and the Islamic Civilization Exhibition. One of the interesting activities at Pesona Khasanah Ramadan 2023 is the Islamic Civilization Exhibition held at the West Nusa Tenggara State Museum. Visitors can see various kinds of collections on display, from the early arrival of Islam to Lombok Island to a number of historical objects which are silent witnesses of the spread of Islam. The collection on display, such as the Tabiroh book, are written in Arabic by hand on paper and leather. Apart from that, there is a collection of swords, shari, or chest used to carry provisions for pilgrims in the past. Wayang, a collection of plates, stamps used in the Bima Sultanate, and other collections. With this exhibition of the West Nusa Tenggara State Museum collection, it is hoped that it will be able to provide knowledge to the public, especially the younger generation, regarding the history of the entry of Islam and the relics that are still stored today. That's miscellany.
Cara baru lah, right. Yang berlalu biar jadi masalah. Lu yang negatif biar jadi yang enak. Lu freeze harus lebih dingin. Peace tolong didamain. Oh cheers tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit kalau panas harus cooling down. Buka mata lihat dirimu. Tak masalah gapai mimpi. Stick to the plan. To worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright. Sometimes you need to slow. Siap ambil papan bila mereka tetap jangan aku tetap maju ke depan. I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes you need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sheila on 7 is one of the bands that revived in the era of young bands in Indonesia in early 2000. The first studio album titled Sheila on 7 was released in 1999 with the song Dan or N as one of the hit singles. The song Dan was considered phenomenal because it has succeeded in moving its listener. The simple song even managed to set a new record and became the number one song on the MTV Powerful chart for 40 weeks. In addition, the song also managed to become Songs of the Year for two consecutive years. Until now, there is no Indonesian songs that managed to surpass that record. At first, the musical abilities of the members of this band were questioned because of their simple and easy listening music. But their achievement at the beginning of their career seems to answer that doubt. Well, listener, here is Sheila on 7 with Dan.
Kembali seperti sedia kala di mana kau bisa. Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari telah berganti, tak bisa ku hindari. Tibalah saat ini bertemu dengannya. Jantungku berdegup cepat, kaki bergetar hebat. Akankah aku ulangi merusak hari? Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja, beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya. Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja, lancarkanlah hariku, hariku bersamanya. Kau tahu betapa aku lemah di hadapannya. Kau tahu berapa lama aku mendambanya. Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja, beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya.
Indonesia.
Telah
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.